Governor Gary Herbert unveiled a $16.7 billion budget for next year during an event in Kaysville Wednesday. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, the governor wants most of the state's new revenue funneled into education.
Education has been a top priority for the Herbert administration, and this year's budget is no different. The state has $382 million more dollars in additional ongoing revenue this year. Herbert said he wants 72% of that money, or $3 out of every $4, going to K-12 and higher education.
The most strategic investment we can make in Utah's people, and that's in education. We cannot continue to have the success with quality of life and economic growth if we don't have the skilled labor force that aligns up with the demands of the marketplace today and into the future.
Even though more high-tech companies are moving to the state, Utah faces a skilled labor shortage. That's why Herbert, standing inside a machine-filled workshop at Davis Technical College, said he'd be funneling more money, about $7 million, to vocational colleges, which he called a good value.
You can spend a little less time in school, it's a little less expensive, you have a little less debt, and you can get in the marketplace and find really rewarding careers with technical training. So, in fact, we're calling 2018 the year of technical college education.
Besides education, Herbert detailed money for air quality, water use, and social services. That includes $10 million more for the drug and crime crackdown known as Operation Rio Grande. In a policy shift, the governor is also calling for flexibility in transportation funding. He wants the money pot normally dedicated to just roads, called TIF, opened up to all modes of transportation, including light rail and bus. There are no new tax increases proposed in this year's budget, but Herbert wants the legislature to seriously consider closing loopholes and revamping the state's tax code. Lawmakers will have the final say on the budget during the next legislative session, beginning in January. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.